Chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold. The rich and poor meet together, but the Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent one foresees the evil and hides himself, but the thoughtless plow ahead and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards himself shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. He who sows iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He who has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yea, quarreling and abuse shall cease. He who loves pureness of heart, on whose lips is grace, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the transgressor. The lazy one says, "There's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of wanton women is a deep pit. He who is cursed by the Lord shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to multiply riches for himself, and he who gives to the rich only comes to poverty. Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I've made them known to you this day, even to you. Have I not written to you excellent things in counsels and knowledge? That I might make you know the sureness of the words of truth, so that you might bring back the words of truth to those who send you. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and despoil those who plunder them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and you shall not go with a furious man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Be not one of those who strike hands, or of those who are sureties for debts. If you have nothing to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Do not remove the old landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man diligent in his work? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before obscure men.